Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Right on. That's Billy, Jesse, and Frank. Little band from Texas bringing us back. 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Steve King is our guest. He's right in front of me. I'm broadcasting live from Houston, Texas, at the Insperity Convention. And Steve and I both work with that company. He's president and CEO of Growth Force. Steve, tell us about Growth Force. But you got a new event coming up, a new webinar. Is that right?
Sure, yeah.
I want you to tell us about it. Folks, this is what we're talking about on the show today. This is an opportunity for you not only to hear what Steve has to say today, but to get a truckload of information later on. Go ahead.
So Growth Force is an outsourced bookkeeping, accounting, and controller service for companies that use QuickBooks. So we provide a three-person team to help you get all the benefits of an entire accounting department and management reporting and key performance indicators and the separation of duties that you need in order to make sure you don't get ripped off. So what we're doing is we've taken all the lessons. I was at Ernst & Young, where I was a specialist of internal controls. And we've developed an on-demand webinar that supports our CEO's Guide to Reducing Fraud ebook. And we walk through how businesses get ripped off and what you can do to prevent it.
Give us some examples. Give us a little bit of a peer. Let us peer into the curriculum of your webinar. Give us a handful of things we can do.
Well, the most frequent type of fraud is bill payment, where employees create fake invoices or they inflate existing invoices and then submit them to get reimbursed. So, we had a CFO, an outsourced CFO. We work a lot with outsourced CFOs. And we had
CFOs for rent.
CFOs, yeah, fractional CFOs. But we had one that was crooked, in a nonprofit in Washington, D.C. They were on a monthly retainer, and they would submit their bill. And eventually the period of the bill got shorter and shorter. They were billing every 3 weeks instead of every 4 weeks.
For the same amount of money.
Same amount of work.
Wow.
But they're getting paid 25% more over the course of a year. And so second is payroll fraud. And this is when the employee submits fake time to get additional payment or ghost employees.
Before we go to payroll, yeah. I want to land on bill payment just a minute.
Sure.
You don't mind before we get there. Because this bill payment thing, it's multifaceted, right? Mm-hmm. They could change the number on a check that comes in for being paid where the bill got paid. Mm-hmm. The vendor wouldn't know, the customer wouldn't know anything about it until the check came through. I saw one where the company had an account that wasn't being used. It just would lay dormant, and the owner forgot they even owned it. Mm. And the person was putting money over there. Every so often they thought they could hide a check over there that nobody would find. They would put it over there.
Yeah.
Over a period of time, it was a lot of money.
The most common problem is when people pay their own personal bills and they hide them as company bills. So some bookkeeper out there got a day. We were talking about Wi-Fi and cell phones before. Mm-hmm. They got a data charge. I've seen this happen where over Christmas the kids are home streaming on Netflix. Mm-hmm. Next thing you know, AT&T dings them for the $300 data fee. And they don't have $300. It's after Christmas. The credit card bills are huge. Mm-hmm. So that the company's using AT&T will just pay this $300 bill.
That's right.
And next thing you know, that your phone bill's just gone up by $300.
Because you gave one person the ability to do all that without any checks or balances. Nobody's looking over the shoulder at the invoices.
Right.
They're not reconciling the checking account.
It's called separation of duties.
Yeah.
What you've got to do.
Triangulate it, right?
You've got to have, exactly. You have to have three different functions. The person who enters the bill should be different from the person who approves the bill, and they should be different from the person who reconciles the package.
This is huge, folks. This is non-negotiable.
Right.
What Steve just said is non-negotiable. If you don't do what he just said, you're going to be part of the statistics of this research that he mentioned in the last segment. All right, now to payroll.
Payroll is really important to focus on because the dollar amounts are so big. There's so many examples. We couldn't cover it in a day. But the one that blew me away was and it's in this report to, on occupational fraud from the ACFE, the bookkeeper who was doing it all, didn't separate any duties, would increase the amount of payroll tax deposits to the federal government and then claim it as a refund on their personal tax return.
What?
Yeah, so they inflated the...
Is that federal? Would that be a federal crime now?
I don't know if it's a federal
crime.
That's
a good question, though, isn't it?
But it's difficult to detect because you're not going to be able... it's not going to change the net pay. You won't see it in the checkbook.
Most small business owners don't want to get that granular with stuff like that, do they?
Right, and they... So if you're personal...
Especially if they're profitable and they got cash in the bank.
And you, right? This is big dollars.
Right, but I mean, the better you are, the better things are going, the less you want to look into the details.
Yeah, payroll taxes. What CEO wants to pay attention to?
I don't.
That's why we recommend you outsource your payroll.
And I do.
You should never, ever do the payroll yourself. If your bookkeeper insists on doing the payroll, that's a red flag for me. Because it's cheaper to outsource your payroll than it is to do it yourself.
And you got to be careful who you outsource this with, because I have seen cahoots between an offsite and an onsite person.
Well, what I like is we're a client of Insperity. What I like is that they require that my signature's on any payroll change form, no matter what. And that way I know that there's a second check. Mm-hmm. Hey, the first time I ever saw fraud, this is a great story, the IT company, 35 employees, successful business in New York City, called me up one day and said, the IRS is here. They got a padlock. They want to shut me down. The bookkeeper was pocketing the payroll taxes. And they opened the mail. So you have
hundreds
to...
Hundreds
of thousands of dollars.
Wow.
Don't let them open the mail.
Folks, if that didn't make cold sweat pop out on your forehead, make your heart go flutter... So you got to solve this problem. How do they sign up for the webinar?
www.growthforce.com. Growth, G-R-O-W-T-H, force.com. It's on the resources
and
page.
And check on the fraud webinar, folks. Check that out. Is it free?
It's free on demand.
It's free. Check it out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.